Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like the minds of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, big business moves that could affect small businesses, even how to get started on your own. Today's stories: small businesses get government pressure to offer retirement plans, the business having trouble enticing the next generation of customers and what's being done about it, and the social media platform starting to focus on small business. Those stories after this. When shopping for car insurance, consider this. GEICO has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to geico.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money. Well, President Obama is proposing changes to employer-sponsored retirement plans. The White House estimates that an extra 30 million American workers would have access to retirement savings under his idea. Part of the proposal, offering tax credits to small businesses that automatically enroll employees in a retirement plan like a 401k. Also, requiring companies with existing plans to offer them to long-term part-time workers. And making it easier for companies to pool their retirement plans to bring down expenses. The changes are expected to be part of a budget outline the president will submit to Congress next month. Labor Secretary Tom Perez says many small businesses worry that the administrative and compliance burdens are too costly for them to offer a retirement plan, obstacles that the administration's proposals try to address. Skiing is having a problem with a generational handoff. Participation by children, the next generation of paying guests, has dipped. So Wall Street Journal reporter Andrea Peterson says resorts are coming up with new ways to entice skiers and snowboarders to spend more while they're on the mountain. Andrea, what have you noticed?
So basically, ski resorts are giving people more options to sort of ski kind of in the economy section of the mountain or first class. I mean, it's sort of this, what we've seen in hotels and airlines for a long time is actually coming to the ski mountain. So there's all these new pampering services that you can pay for, including Vail Resorts, which is one of a big operator out west, is opening the White Carpet Club at its Beaver Creek Resort in Colorado. And it's basically a private club that you can join by the day or the week. So for $150 a day for up to four guests, the club will offer a private lounge with complimentary coffee, tea, cocoa, and snacks, personal lockers, and help with from concierges with things like restaurant reservations. The real sort of perk is that employees will actually set up and retrieve your ski gear slope side, so you don't have to schlep your ski boots and poles back and forth to the car. They'll just set it up right on the slope, and so you can get going.
Right. All right. That's
and basically
nice.
What they're saying that they open this because there's a real growing group of visitors that want those kind of services, the services that you can get at these private clubs that usually you have to own a home in the area to belong to them, and they have similar kinds of services, but they also have deposits between $35,000 and $275,000 as well as annual dues. So this actually lets you get those kind of services at a day rate or a weekly rate.
Oh, you mean not everybody has $275,000 for a deposit? Is that why?
I certainly don't.
Oh, my goodness. All right, so this may not all be necessary, though, but if for the fact that we're not skiing as much as we used to, right? The industry's kind of in a struggle.
Well, the industry, it's the visitation to U.S. ski resorts is pretty much plateaued in over the last 10 years. But what's more concerning to ski resorts is that the participation by kids under the age of 18 is dipping, and those are their future paying guests. So that is something that's really causing people consternation. Also, people are skiing fewer days.
Yeah.
So they're not as active. So and also there's a lot of competition from various ski resorts, and so they've been doing things to try to get people to spend more money when they're on the mountain, and that includes things launching fancy restaurants, amped up kids programs, terrain parks, heated lifts, all sorts of kind of bells and whistles to attract people to the mountain and also to, you know, to get them to spend more while they're there.
Mm. We're speaking with Wall Street Journal reporter Andrea Peterson. Her piece is called New Ways to Ski First Class. We're speaking with Wall
Street.
There's
a couple other, the White Carpet Club is another thing. You know, a lot of resorts are also offering for a fee something called that they call First Tracks, and that is where you actually can start skiing, you know, an hour and a half before the mountain opens to the general public. And, you know, I talked to one guy who has done this a couple times. He says it's absolutely amazing. You can, you know, there's no lift lines. There's, you know, pretty much nobody on the mountain.
Yeah.
And you can get in a ton of skiing before, you know, before the rest of the crowd show up. So that's another way you can kind of ski first class.
Thanks, Andrea. Wall Street Journal reporter Andrea Peterson. This portion of the podcast is brought to you by Geico. Everybody's got a to-do list, right? Drop off the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. And the good thing is you don't have to drop off or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Extra money in your pocket? It just may be the most rewarding to-do you do today. Instagram is set to strengthen its advertising operations by focusing on small businesses. Marnie Levine, chief operating officer, told the Financial Times that the company wanted to rapidly increase revenues by working more closely with the sales team of Facebook, which owns Instagram. In March, Instagram launched an advertising format that allowed marketers to include links to their products and websites. They allow a brand to display several images at once and use a Learn More button to lead consumers to its own site. The company has also introduced 30-second videos. However, Ms. Levine told the Financial Times that the company had no immediate plans to introduce a buy button, similar to the one that Facebook has been testing. Instagram is attractive to advertisers partly because of its popularity with hard-to-reach teenagers. According to the Pew Research Center, half of U.S. teens are regular users of Instagram, as well as about half of older millennials aged between 18 to 29. Reminder, by the way, you can get more small business reports on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com. And we encourage you to leave feedback on whatever podcast platform you use, like iTunes or SoundCloud. Reviews can help me determine what works and what does not. Also, if you'd like to share thoughts or ideas about your small business, shoot me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.